On May 2nd, the U.S. government put a $1 million bounty on the head of political exile Assata Shakur. What does that mean for us as a people? And what is her importance to our cause? And I know that y'all also was represented at a press conference in New York City with Charles Barron and Mos Def, you know, and voicing y'all support. You know, why is Dead Prez doing that? And who is Assata Shakur? And what is her importance to our struggle?
The U.S. government has once again openly declared war against the poor and oppressed people of the world. Once again, this declaration has come in the form of this $1 million bounty, which rests upon the head of not only Assata Shakur, but our movement. Because the most important thing about the bounty that they placed against Assata Shakur, who they call Joanne Tessimar, is that she represents the struggle inside our community that has not died. And that they know that with very quickly the spark can re-inflame what is going on all around our community. So it's sending a message to the future revolutionaries, don't become what we know will eventually happen. We retaliate from that kind of aggression against our people by saying Assata Shakur is welcome here. And that idea that Assata Shakur is welcome here should be adopted by every hood, every blood, every Crip, every Latin King. It should be adopted by every old folk home, every school, Boy Scout club. Assata Shakur is welcome here is the identity that the government is not welcome in our lives and will not be tolerated, violating our basic rights of humanity. So I think those are the forces at play, and Assata Shakur is being used as primarily as that case. We say hands off Assata Shakur, and we will keep her safe by any and all means necessary. And we were represented at the press conference in New York City, you know, like I said, which of many places is gaining a momentum, like all across our country in the African community, Atlanta and down here in L.A. We ready, willing, and able. So just within a quick time of organization, people like the Malcolm X Grassroots Movement, which include the Free Your Hood Committee, and organizations like the Grassroots Artists Movement, Charles Barron in the city council, in the government, and cultural workers like Mos Def and ourselves were gathered to send a resolution that the bounty should be taken off of Assata Shakur's head.